before we learn the Mishnah, Rashi is the end of the Rashi, Shloisha Atzomais Bierech. This is the end of Rashi by the end of the Mishnah. So Rashi says, Shloisha Atzomais Bierech. So here the Sichas Chumon says, Yerech means the whole regel. We see the three atzomis. That's the three atzomis on the top. Remember, these are the three atzomis. So Rashi says, Hatachtoin, the bottom one, that's the Kuva Tachtoin that we have in the picture, who etzem hanechtach ima parsois. That means when the butchers cut off the feet, so the akuva tachtoine with the parses, with the hooves, so he, buhu etzem anechtachim aparses, kishemavshitin habehime. That this, when you start skinning the behime, this is cut off, the akuva tachtoine is cut off, v'oisa akuva nikreis akuva hanimkeres imaroish. This Arkuva, the bottom Arkuva, is called the Arkuva Hanim Keres Imaroish. And later, the Sichas Chulin brings down another Chashulchan, this is on Daf Tafnun. It's very interesting. What is that? Arkuva Hanim Keres Imaroish. This bottom Chelek, there's no Bosser, there's Kemat, very little Bosser there. There's just Atomis and skin. There's not Bosser. The Rosh also has this. The Rosh, there's also no Bosser. There's most of it is a Tzomis. There's no Bosser. So, Lemaisa, when a butcher sells meat, this is not, so the wheat, the meat is weighed on the scale. How much, a pound of meat, 2 pounds of meat. The Arkuve Anim Keresim Arosh, this is not sold by weight, because, well, you're just selling bones. It's sold together, okay, this is sold by minion, I'll sell 10 of them. This with the Rosh is sold together. That means these two are atzomis, mostly atzomis, akubanim keres im Rosh. So memele, this is the bottom chelik. Who etzem hanechtach im aparsis, kshishim avshitim abeime, v'oysa akubo, Nikreis Arkuva Nimkeres Imaroish. This is called Arkuva Nimkeres Imaroish. Ulamaila Himeno. Now, over this Arkuva, Etzem Oem Tsoi, there's a middle Etzem, which is the Shoik. Vitsumis Agidim Betachtisoi. And there are sinus, their attendants will look towards the right, towards the bottom of the shaykh, we see there's sumas agidim, there are tendons over there by the bottom of the shaykh. Samuch leperik al-akuva anim keresim arosh. This is close to the akuva tachtoine. Ve'el yoin, and then the top etzem, hukuyis atchuva ba'alya. This is the kuyis atchuva ba'alya. So these are the three atzomis and the tzumis agidim is by the bottom of the shoik next to the akuva hatachtoin. Now, let us see the Mishnah. Beim behema shenechtechu ragleho min ha'akuva ulemato ksheila. Now, just for practical purposes, we could learn two pshatim in the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara that there's two pshatim. It could be min arkuva lamata means from the joint that when the shoik connects to the yerech, and it's cut min arkuva lamata right underneath by the top of the shoik, it is kosher. Or you could say, min akuva lamata is going under by the akuva tachtoine. It was cut right underneath of the top of the akuva tachtoine. So we have here this akuva tachtoine, akuva yoine, which is the shaykh, And if it was cut lamata, and cut lamata means it was completely cut. If it's completely cut, min arkuva ulemata, kshera, it's kosher. Min arkuva lamaila, psula. If it is cut min arkuva lamaila, min arkuva lamaila, so then the halacha is that it is treifa. So what does Rashi say? Ragleo beim shenechtechu ragleo o achroinim. These are from the back, the hind legs. Arkuva meforish pigmore, which arkuva we're speaking about. Ulemato is kshera, min arkuva lamaylo psula. Vechein shenital tumes agidim. Now, we have here the picture of the Tzumis Agidim, which are in the, which are by the bottom of the Shoik. So now, Anudin. So the, first we had the din of Nechtach. If the foot was completely, the hind was completely cut, so it matters where it was cut. Minarkuva lamato kshero. Minarkuva lamaylo psulo. The chain shenital tzumas agidim, if the tzumas agidim were taken away, it's also treifa. Nishbar ha'etzem. Now, another case. The previous case is speaking about, it was completely severed. The leg was nechta. Nishbar ha'etzem means the bone broke, but the bone is still surrounded with basa. It's surrounded with basa. Is imroiv abasar kayim? If roiv abasar is kayim, so that means we have a break in the bone, the compound fracture is broken, but it is surrounded with basa, so the basa will ensure that the bone will grow back together again. So im roiv abasar kayim, so it will grow back together. So this is not considered an eva meduldul. It's considered this will grow back together. So it's a chelik of the behemoth. Shchitosoi metarosoi. Vimlav ein shchitosoi metarosoi. Zogt Rashi. Vechein shenito. Afilu loy nechtach ha'etzem. Afilu the etzem is sholein. But the tzumas agidim were taken away. Nishbar ha'etzem v'loy nechtach. It wasn't cut off. That means the foot is still there. But the bone broke. Zimroi v'osar kayim v'forish v'gmore. The Gemara will explain. Roi v'oivyoi v'roi v'keifoi. Shchitosoi mitarosoi u'mutar b'achile. So then the eiver is also mutar b'achile. Because it will grow back together, ve'im lav. But if it is not surrounded with basa, so lemay said this is an eva hameduldul, which will eventually it will not grow back together. Ve'im lav ein shchitos mitarosay. Va'afilu b'mokim shebeim muteres, even though the beim is muter. That means it's me'akuva lamato, which the din is that that's the beim is kosher. But this eva, the eva hamedudu, is not nita b'shchita same. Havi eva osa mishum ubosa basod etreife kedamrine lohavi eva v'habosa hamedudu. Now let us see the Gemara. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav, Oma Rav Chiyah. Lemato, lemato min arakuvo. Lemailo, lemailo min arakuvo. Be'eze arakuvo omru, barakuvo hanim keres imarosh. Now let us look at the Daf Tov Mem Tes in the Sichas Chulin. So we'll see, we're going on the Memre of, so now let's, here again we have the picture. Now let's look on the side of the picture. Lemato min akuve samach lo miyad kama. That means, so here we're talking about the akuva nim keres imarosh, which is the bottom etzer. And right underneath it, so if it was cut off over here, it's kosher. And lemaila means lemaila min amakuva. That if it's over it, so that means here already we have this is already the shaykh, and by the bottom of the shaykh we have the tumas hagidim. So if it is cut lemaila min alkuva, we're talking about according to Rav Yehuda Marava Marapchi, we're speaking about alkuva nim keres im arosh, the bottom chelik. So memeila, so if it's lemato, so it's no problem, was cut off, it's no problem. Lemaila means lemaila min alkuva nim keres im arosh. So then already we are cutting the shaykh together with the tumas hagidim. So memeila, so then it's straight. That's what he says, Lamata minakuva, Lamata minakuva, Lamaila, Lamaila minakuva, Be'eza akuva omru, Bakuva nimkeresim arosh. Let us see Rashi. Lamata diktoni mas nisin kshayra. That's what it says, it's kosher. Lamata minakuva. Somach lo miyad kama. That means the makoyer of Rabbi Yehuda Marav to say what he said, because he learned that Taish Lamato means Samachlo, right underneath it. That's how he learned Pshat. So let's see, so Lamato Dukhtoni Masnis and Sheh, Lamato Minakuve, Samachlo Miyakom. The Loitain, do not say, Akuve de Masnisin hi Akuva al Yoine. Don't say. Now look in the daftof memtes. The loitaim akuv, and look on the left side of the picture. The loitaim akuv with the masnisen hi akuv el yoyne shebein akul yis ve'etzem emtsoi. We're not saying that this is the akuv. Umay lemato diktoni sheiro. And that what it says, lemato is kosher. Lemato himeno. Underneath it, umikol etzem emtsoi, it's underneath the whole etzem emtsoi, which is the shaykh. Shabay tumas agidim kama. That means you could learn that alkubet, that means both of these joints have a shame alkubet. So if you would say, lemato min alkubel yoino, so then you can't say somach, you can't say right underneath it, because right underneath it, you have the area of the tumas hagidim. And Rabbi Yehuda Marav holds this all, if the tumas hagidim is cut, it's possible. So if you cut lamailam in tumas hagidim, it's also possible. If the tumas hagidim are severed from the guf habayim, it's possible. So memeila, then you would have to learn shat, lamato means not somach. Lamata means all the way down by the alkuva nim keresim arosh. So that's not somuch. And he learned lamata means right underneath. So therefore he said, that's the taich of lamata. So therefore lamata means, so we're talking about the alkuva nim keresim arosh. We're talking about that joint. So memele, so lamata means right underneath is ksheira. Lemaila, right over it is possible, because they have the tumas hagidim, so there it's possible. That's how he learned shat in the Mishnah. Let us again see Rashi. Samach lo miyad kama, de loitaim akuva de masnisen. Yakuva al yoinem. Zakuva yoinem shebein akulis vetzem amtsoi, which is between the yerech and the shoik. Umay lamata diktonik sheiro, lamata heimeno, underneath it, not right underneath. Mikol etzem emtsoi shebei tzumas hagidim koma. The lamata mamish like a lameima. You can't say means mamish right underneath it. Ksheira, dafilo tzumas hagidim. Shubishi puloi shel etzem emtsoi. The tzumas hagidim which are in the bottom chelik of the shoik. Toni masnis and treife. V'koshkein v'goyvoy. So if you cut over the Tzumas Hagidim, that means if you're missing Tzumas Hagidim, the Mishnah says it's frei. So if you cut it over the Tzumas Hagidim, you're zicher missing the Tzumas Hagidim. So, and l'mata means samuch. So you have to say, halem rinin el l'mata, l'mata min akube, halem rinin el l'mata, matin akube, samuch l'kama k'sheira. That l'mata means right underneath it, k'de mesayim milse ve'ozol. Da akuv anim keresim aroish koma. That akuv in the Mishnah means da akuv anim keresim aroish. We're speaking about that joint that is mechaber da akuv anim keresim aroish to the shayt. So underneath it, it's kosher. Over it, right over it, it's possible. Because there, you meet already the tzumas lagidim, the distrait. L'mayla min akuv anim miyad koma treife. Tahainu b'tzumas agidim shu samachlo v'choshkein v'kovin. You go further up on zichem b'trei, because then l'mais if you chaytached you eliminated the tzumas agidim. L'kam and porich. Later the Gemara is going to ask, may v'chein shenitol tzumas agidim. What is the v'chein shenitol tzumas agidim? That means we said, what's the v'chein? We just said if l'mayla is treif, it's because you severed the tzumas agidim. That's what we said. So that's the reason. And you, so l'mayla. So what is the tana meisiv v'chein shenitol tzumas agidim? That is the psul, because the tzumas agidim are severed from the behemoth. The Gemara is going to ask this. Rab Yehuda Omar Rab Omar Rab Chiya. Fine. Ula Omar Rab Ishaye Kinegdoi Begomol Nikel. Now Omar Rab Ishaye said, would be kedai to look into the art scroll. There is a good picture. You'll see a difference. You can look over here in Tofnun Beis and Sichas Chulin. But the art scroll, Dachsach Mere, we can see what we're speaking about. There's a difference between a gomel and a calf. By a gomel in Tofnun Beis, we'll see the in the article is a picture of a gomel, so you can see the joint where the shoik meets up with the yerech. You can see, you look at a gomel, you can see where the joint meets up with the yerech. If you look at a cow, it goes into the goof of a hema. You can't see this joint. You can't see this joint. So, bekitza, so ule, Omar Rabbi Ishaya said, when the Mishnah is speaking about Arkuve, we're speaking about Arkuve El Yoyne. But if you talk about a cow, we don't see the Arkuve El Yoyne. So Mameli says, but by a gomo, you see the Arkuve El Yoyne. So the Mishnah is speaking about Arkuve that you can see by a gomo, that you can't see by a cow. That is pshat in Omar Rabbi Ishaya. Kinegdo, that what the Mishnah speaks about, Akuve, Begomo Nika. In Agomo, you can see which Akuve was speaking about. So Bekitze, he's Choylik on Rav Yehuda Omar Rav that said that Akuve means Akuve Tachtoine. We're talking about Akuve Yoine. Lamailo is straight, and Lamato is kosher. That's a little more Rabbi Shai is saying. Let us see what Rashi says. Let us see Rashi. Kinegdai shaloisai mokim de masnisin. That was the Mishnah speaking about Arkuve begomal nika. That means, if you want to see which Arkuve was speaking about, begomal nika. Dikesava Rabbi Shaya, Arkuve de masnisin, he Arkuve al yayna. It's Arkuve al yayna. That's what we're speaking about. Where the shaykh is mechuba to the yerek. That's Arkuve al yayna. Visham boilet etzem biyerech ha-gomel. There, you look at that gomel, you can see how it sticks out. V'ochi tanya b'pachayres, and there's a baraisa mesechtes pachayres, the oisa akuve, this akuve, that means where the shoik joins up with the yerech, nikeres b'gomel. By a gomel, you can see where it is. This nam, we learned in the Mishnah, zonov ha'egel, if you have an egel, a calf, she'eino magas la'alkoiv, I think these abrochas says that we should begin as alkoiv, not alkoim, and this is alkuva havimum lifsel, it's a mum lifsel. V'toni alo kefetz elyin v'loi ketzef atachnein echenegdoi begomol nika. Now let's look into the Sichas Chulin, Tov Nun Gimel, and then we'll come back to Tov Nun Beis. We're speaking about a eagle. So when we're speaking about an eagle, we can't see the akuva yoina because it is in the guf abahime. So here we're talking about, so let us see what we're speaking about. Zona of eagle and tofnun gimel. She'ena megas la'alkoim. Akuva avimum, that if it's short and it will not reach where the shoik meets up with the yerech, this is by an eagle in the guf abahime. So kefetz elyoin. So let's look in the picture. Chenegdoi begomol nikel. By a gomol you can see it. V'loi kefetz atachtoin. This is where the alkuva nimkeres imarosh meets up with the shoik. So now let us go back to Tov Nun Beis and the Sichas Chulin. Well, we're really talking about an eagle, but we'll see where these makaymas are that we're speaking about. Let's look in the gomel. In the gomel, we can, it's boiled, these two makaymas. So in Tov Nun Beis, we see kefetz ha'elyoin. That is where the shoik meets up with the yerech. Kefetz ha'tachtoin is where the akuve anim keres imaroish meets up with the shoik. So by an eagle, it says, if an eagle, the tail of an eagle, will not reach the ketzer for elyoin, that's a mum in an eagle. That's the picture on Tov Nun Gimel. So that's over here. Zon of eagle, sheini megas, la'alkoim, akuve, avimum. So it's a mum. So memele, so that is pshat l'Rav Yeshaya. So Rav Yeshaya said pshat in the Mishnah, so Al-Kuvah Lamaila means from the Moki Machibur of the Shoik to the Yerik, Lamaila is Trey, and Lamata underneath this is Kosher, even though it's over the Tzumas Agidim, it's irrelevant. This is what Rashi says. Amar Rav Yeshaya Kenegdoi Begomol Nika. Fine. So now we have a machlokes, the kitzel, between Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Chiye, and Ula, Omar Rav Yishai. And Ula said, it's the Akuva Yoino, and that's the Mokim Chibur, Ashoikim Ayerech, and he says, Akuva Atachtoine, that's the Mokim Achibur, Akuva Anim Keres Imaroish, Ima Ashoik. Amalei ule Rav Yehuda. Bishloi meledidi. According to me, the amina kinegdei begomonika. I say that underneath the kuval yoine is kosher. Hainu diktoni bechein shenitel tzumas agidim. So fakert. So underneath is kosher. Only over the kuval yoine is right. Bechein, but there's another psu. If the tzumas agidim were taken, that means, so the whole shoik, if it will be cut off over the tzumas agidim, it's kosher. That's called lamato. This is underneath the kuval yoine. So then it's kosher. But there's a psul v'chein shenitel tzumas agidim. There's a new psul of tzumas agidim. Elo ledidoch, but according to you, you're learning that akuva means akuva nimkeres imaroish. That's the bottom. That's the bottom etzem. So lemaila is trei, lemaila mekubes trei, mit bemokim zu mesagidim. So we just said, bemokim zu the seed, if it was cut, it's trei, because it's bemokim zu mesagidim. So what shat, vechein shenitol zu mesagidim. So, what it means? That's the whole psul. The psul is because the young nev zu mesagidim. So what's the vechein? Elo ledidoch, my vechein shenitol zu mesagidim. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, heinu diktoni, according to me, vechein shenito, mishum detono, lamata minakuva oyoino, pshero, because according to me, underneath akuva oyoino is kosher. Dainu nechtach esem emtsoi, the middle bone is cut. So my male is kosher. So itzach lemisni, but, but if the tumas agidim were taken away, the aval gazim nechtach begovoi sheira, even though if it was cut over the tumas agidim, it's kosher, abheichet the nechtach bishipuloi. But if it was cut on the bottom chelik of the sheik, bimokim tumas agidim treifa. So he has to tell me, he said, Lamato me'akuvo yain is kosher. I think all the way down is also kosher. Sister told him, no. Till the tumas agidim. When you come to the tumas agidim, we'll be trei. Chiltaretz lekamon. If there's a problem, if the behemoth needs lechiyusa the tumas agidim. So if I cut the tumas agidim, it is trei. And if I cut lamayim the tumas agidim, it also doesn't have the tumas agidim. How could it be kosher? So Rabbi Shaya said, there is no logical understanding in Hilchus Treifes. In Hilchus Treifes, you can cut it b'mokim tzumas agidim. It's right, because it's missing the tzumas agidim. You cut it l'maylam b'tzumas agidim, it's kosher. Hello, l'didoch, but according to you, you learned that lemaila mina akuva means mokim to mesagidim. You learned lemaila mi akuva nim keresim aroish. That's how you learn. The amrit akuva tachtoinom lemaila diktoni besnisim lemaila biyat besomuch mash. But that's how you learn. Lemaila means right over it. Haino nitol to mesagidim. So that's nitol to mesagidim. So what is the Mishnah telling us? Two cases. That's what Ula asked Rav Yehuda. Omale, so Rav Yehuda said, no problem. Rechuva b'loi tzumes agidim, v'tzumes agidim b'loi rechuva. Faket, what's your problem? There's two dinim. L'mayla me'akuva tachtoine means the shoik. So you have the bone right over the akuva tachtoine. If that was nechtach, and you didn't touch it, tzumes agidim, right? V'chein im nitol tzumes agidim, if the tzumes agidim were taken away and the bone is gone, it's also treif. So what's your problem? So if I can't, it means very good. The two dinim. The din is the etzem. L'maylo me'akuva atachtoino. As soon as you enter the shaykh, if that etzem was cut, it's treif. Not because of the tzumas agidim, because of the maila me'akuva tachtoin, it's straight. You cut that etzem, it's straight. Then there's another din. There's a din that you cut the tzumas agidim. It's also straight. So what's your problem? So it's two dinim. That's what he answered in. Let us see Rashi. Omalei, so he told them, tona akuve, v'loitzu mesagidim, kegoin, nishbore etzem, v'agidim kayomim. That means the bone broke, the bone is cut, but the gidim akayim. V'tona tzu mesagidim, v'loi akuve. So what's your problem? That means also there's two dinim. So let's go back to the Gemara. So he told them, v'nechtech uktani, and children. The Mishnah says, nechtech. Nechtech means it was severed. It doesn't say, nechtech uktani. So it says, Lemaila min Arkuva nechtach, Beimishe nechtachu, Ragleo min Arkuva lemaila, means it was completely cut. Don't tell me two cases. Nechtachu means it's not attached anymore. It's cut off completely. So I'm asking you a good kasha. So if it's cut off completely, so you lost the Tzumas Agidim. If it's cut off completely, if it's still attached, that's not attached nechtach. Nechtach means it's cut off completely. So Memelus, I'm asking you, so what's the two cases? Nechtach means you're missing the Tzumas Agidim and the Nitol Tzumas Agidim. So what are the two cases? Let us see Rashi. V'nechtachu legamri mashmet. Nechtachu means it was completely cut off. Alme is as alme tana leitana nitala tzumis. So if it's cut off, so you don't have the tzumis agidim anymore. If it's cut off completely. So why is he repeating himself? If it's nechtach, you already lost the tzumis agidim. The tzumis agidim were completely cut off. You can't say he's telling me he cut off the akuva into the sagidim. Maybe it's like this. The first case, Takis, was cut off completely. You're right. The first case was cut off completely with the tzumesagidim. And then he says, v'hodotoni tzumesagidim v'loy akuvim. Let us see Tafnan Dalet. We'll see what the picture is. That he's going to have a nechtach v'tani legamri mashme al me tana leitana nita latzumis v'lem lemedu misnayim v'lekem yeh. So let's so nechtachu the taich of nechtachu means in Tafnan Dalet, it means that it was completely cut off. So it's already nita latzumis agidim. V'nechtachu tani legamri mashme al me tani leitane nitol tzumes agidim. So it's not akuva b'loy tzumes agidim. Yeah, you lost the tzumes agidim already. So let's finish Rashi. That was the kasha that Ula asked Rabbi Yehuda. First it said that he cut off the akuva im tzumas agidim. It's lemaila mi akuva. V'hod atoni tzumas agidim b'loy rechuva. Im kain nisni nitol tzumas agidim v'choske nechtachu. So why do you have to say nechtachu? That means if the netilas, if the tzumas agidim is cut, afilu the etzem is kayim, so why does he have to tell me two cases? He cut the whole foot with the tzumas agidim, and then he cut the tzumas agidim. If the tzumas agidim, that is the sibe, why it's nitra, that's yilum, because the tzumas agidim, so my male, so why do you have to tell me he cut the foot with the tzumas agidim, cut the tzumas agidim? So say, he cut the tzumas agidim, and that's the ikar. But the way Rabbi Shai said, it's very good. Rabbi Shai said, Fakir, we're talking about Lamata Miyakuva Yoina. He cut the bone. Underneath, where the Sheikh meets with the Yerech, right underneath, he cut the bone. It's kosher. That's kosher. You take away the Tumas Agidim, which is on the bottom of the Sheikh, that's right. Fakir, according to Rabbi Shai, it's very good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's schwer. Ishtik. So Rabbi Yehuda had nothing what to say. It says nechtach. So yet a man look at kasha. So if nechtach means So what does it say? What's the new case? You can't say it was nechtach till the gidim, because nechtach means completely cut. The boss of the Nafak, after Ula left, now Rabbi Yehuda was a pesadoy, he started thinking over, he asked the Makashi, nothing but to answer him. So, my time, I could have told him a teretz. The spur of the moment didn't know what to answer him. My time, lemata mina kuvet. Lamata means lamata mina kuvet the way I said. Lamaila mitzu mesagidim. That means, so there's lamaila, lamata means lamata mina kuvet. That means what I said before. That means by the akuvet, that means the joint where the akuvet we're talking about our akuva. Lamata means right underneath by the akuva nem keres emeroish, right underneath there. It's kosher. Lamaila means over the tzumas agidim. That means lamaila in the shaykh, over the tzumas agidim. It's tight. And then the Mishnah says, and if you take the tzumas agidim, it's also tight. So the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. If you cut over the tzumas agidim, you cut the shaykh, that etzem, you cut it off, it's treif. Then if you cut the tzumas agidim, it's also treif. So there's two dinim. That means here I severed the tzumas agidim, and here I didn't even chop with the tzumas agidim, I just cut lemaila mitzumas agidim. Let's see what Rashi says. Lebosa the nafiku, Omar Abiyuda le nafshei. My time, Omri, why didn't I tell him? Lamata de koma, ulamata minakuva, umitsumas agida, and that's kosher. Ulamaila de ktoni, lav lamaila miyad mashma, not right over it. It's straight. Because then you have the tsumas agidim. So you just said you cut the tsumas agidim. So what's the behain? Im nito le tsumas agidim. Ela begoyboy shel etzem in the shaykh lamaila mina mitzumis. That's a taich lamaila. V'hodol tane, and then it says v'chein shenit ala tzumis. Dim nechtach besoich atzumis nami treifa. I should have told him this. So he felt bad, he didn't answer him. Could have answered him. Then, Rabbi Yehuda is thinking to himself, Hadarama. Then he thought over, a good thing I didn't tell him anything, because if I had told him this, he would have shlugged me up also. I told him a teretz on the previous kasha. I told him that it means, nechtach means, the akuve besides the tzumas agidim, and he told tzumas agidim means the tzumas agidim. That's what I told him. Va'om Ali, so he told me, don't tell me pshetlach, let's find the Mishnah Elach. Nechtach uktani. Ochinami min akuve lemaila uktani. The Mishnah says min akuve lemaila right over the akuve. That means if I would tell him pshotim that it means that nechtach means over the tzumas agidim, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. If you learn the Mishnah Elach, min akuvah lamala means right over the akuvah, which is the makim tzumas agidim. So Mela, it's a good thing I didn't tell him anything, because he would have slugged me up from the Mishnah also. So it was a good thing I kept quiet. Hadarama, Zatrashi, Shaparovdi, the Loyamrile. A good thing I didn't tell him. Loyamrile bit me, Vichi, Loyamati, Loyitam Hogan. I told him a good shot. Ruchuve, Beloy Tsumis, Bitsumis, Beloy Ruchuve. Upoche, how did he slug me up? Milishne de Masnisi, he said, very nice, but the Mishnah doesn't say this. Ba'omali, Nechtechuktoni. Ba'ochinami, Yava Omrile, if I would have told him, Lamaila means over the Tsumis Agidim, Kavadaik Nami Lishni, would also be Medaik Taloshna Mishnah, Bohimali Minakuba, Lamaila Ktoni, right over the Yakuba, the Mashma Besomach, Bahainu Bitsumis Agidim. And this is Bitsumis Agidim. So Lamaila, so it's a good thing I didn't tell him anything, attack, you slug me up. Fine. Rav Pope Masni Hochi. Rav Pope learned, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Chia, Lamato, Mina Kuve. Lamato, Mina Kuve, Umitsume Sagidim. Lamailo, Mina Kuve, ומצומס הגידם, וכן שניתו צומס הגידם, ועקובה גופה כדאו לה, אומר רבי שי. ורסי רשי. רפופה מסני לדרב יהודה הוכי. רפופה learned a different shot in רב יהודה. למטו דמסניסן, לב למטו מיד קומה, Lamata does not mean right underneath. The rechuve de masnisin rechuve al yoina mayri. The rechuve means the rechuve al yoina. Hilkach lamata di day dainu etzem emtsoi. Zimnen the treife kegoin betzumes agide. It could be trei. It will be all the way down by the Tzumis Agidim. Ela hochi koma lemato ma'oisei rechuve u'me'etzem emtsoi kule. That means the whole shoik tahainu alochi koma lemato ma'oisei rechuve u'me'etzem emtsoi kule. And from the whole middle bone, the hainu be'etzem hatachtoin badik sheira. That means lamata means all the way down. That means by the kuvanim keresim arosh. Badik sheira. Lamaila min akuve, the hainu bekuyes badit reife, kol mokem. So that means that the second Loshen in Rav Yehuda, Rav Pope said, Lamato does not mean right underneath. Lamato means all the way down by the Lamato the Masnis, let's again see Loshen Rash. Lamato Masnis, and Lav Lamato Miyad, the Kuva the Masnis, and Bechuvel Yenemar, Hika. Lamato dido deine etzem emtsoi zimnen de treife kegoyim betzumes agidim. Sometimes it could be treif underneath a kuvel yoine. Elohikom. Lamato maiser kuve me etzem emtsoi all the way down by the kuva tachtoine kule deine betzem tachtoine badik sheiro. Tichakosh. Lamailo min a kuva deine bekulis meri yerech badik treife kom makim sheiach. וכן שניתו צומס הגידם, ובעצם אמצוי, in the middle bone, in the שויק, יש מוקים שהוא טרייפה, כגוין בצומס הגידם, יש מוקים שהוא קשירה, כגוין למיילו מן הצומס. למיילו מן הצומס, למיילה מן הצומס, ורחו בגופוי איזו היא.
So now, according to Rav Pope, Rav Yudah holds mamas like Ulam Rabbi Shai. We're speaking about, that means like this, Lamato min Arkuv El Yoyne means all the way down, it's kosher. Over the Arkuv El Yoyne is straight. If you cut off the Tzumas Hagidim, it's straight. Lamayla of that, Lamayla min Tzumas is kosher. L'chuv gufa eizin, what Arkuv are we speaking about? Yidu'ul El Yoyne. We're speaking about Arkuv El Yoyne. So, mamish, the Rav Pope, b'shem Rav Yud, is mamish like Ulam Rabbi Shai. Frag the Gemara now, and now the Gemara is going to ask an Ulam Rabbi Shai, and Rav Pope, which says, Rav Yud says the same thing, Umi yikamidi, the ilu midle posik lei, b'choye, if you go up on the shoik, you cut it there, over the Tzumas Hagidim, it's kosher. Mitzi posik, like you go down to the bottom of the shoik and you cut the Tzumas Hagidim, umeisa vinishvid the behemoth doesn't have its Tzumas Hagidim. So memela, if you cut it over the Tzumas Hagidim, you're telling me it's kosher. If you cut it by the Tzumas Hagidim, it's treif. So how could it be? Amaravashi, treif is kamadamis ladodi, you're comparing treif is one to the other. Ein oimrim betreife zu doime le zu. Shai choytcha mikan o meiso, choytcha mikan o choyo. Let's see what Rashi says. Bochina le lishne du ulo da rapop mi kemidi di chimadli posik lai le maile menitzun vis agidim ve'etzem emtsoi kshayr if you go over the tzumas agidim and you cut Betam emsoy the shaykh, it's kosher. Vechi mitzi, you go underneath toward the shaykh of the shaykh, posiklai. Shemash pulu lachaytcha betzumis treife. So how could it be such a thing? Here we have a picture in the Tofnon Zion. How could it be? You have two pictures. If you cut over the tzumis agidim, it's kosher. If you cut by the tzumis agidim, it's treife. How could it be such a thing? So he told him, don't be Madame Treifus to the other. Fine. So we have here two Lashonis in the Gemara. So now Rashi wants to ask him, Chalishna Kama the Rav of Dina. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Shaya, it comes out of Kul. If you cut over the Tzumas Hagidim, it's kosher. According to the first Lashon of Yudah Marav, you cut anywhere in the Shaik, it's treif. Rashi Chalishna the Kama the Rav Adina Luchumra Lamar Mekuba Tachtoyne Kol Mokim Shiyach Tachtreife Vechein Nito Tzumis Beloi Luchube Vechazin in the Oda Bei Rav Kama Potsa Kilchus Ochi Ul Benishba Etzem Bechol Shkein Nechtach Legamri.